realised I'd got a missed call from my mum, listened to the voicemail and knew something was really, really wrong. Returned the call just as we were leaving London Bridge to be told that my brother was dead and there'd been a windsurfing accident. And I was like, what do you mean he's dead? And the whole carriage went silent and you literally could cut the air with a knife. And then I tried to get hold of my husband and he wasn't answering his phone, which it later transpired he'd gone for a run and not taken his phone. And then I was sort of organising and howling, for want of a better term, all the way back. And then I can't remember at what point in the journey this amazing lady appeared and said, I'm going to sit with you. I think you need some company. And I was like, oh, I'm not really very good company at the moment. She said, I'm not here. I'm just going to sit here so that there's someone with you. And I remember people passing me tissues because you never have enough tissues in your handbag, especially for that kind of scenario. And we sort of chatted a bit and she was just like like an angel. She just appeared from nowhere. And then I remember we sort of chatted and I said, oh, have you got far to go? And we were being very polite, having a very British conversation. And she said, oh, I live in St. Neots. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'd bought some bread ahead donuts to take back to the office. I wasn't going to be eating them. So I said to her, look, why don't you have these donuts? I apologise profusely. They're really sugary. If you've got kids, they'll be, you know, on the ceiling. And she was like, I've got a daughter and my husband and I live in St. Neots, but I can stay on till Huntingdon because my dad lives in Huntingdon. And I was like, no, I'll be okay for one stop, but thank you so much. And here, have the donuts. So she went off and I carried on and then went home. And I've wanted to find her, and that's how we first met, that you put a plea out to try and find her, because I think about her every single train journey and hope I would do the same if the events presented themselves and someone else was in the same boat that I was in, because she just was so amazingly kind.
Anyone else who might have been on that train could be listening right now, not just the lady who sat with you, Vari, because as you say, when you get a call of the magnitude of that, and you screamed out, other passengers would be aware people were coming over to you. But this one lady stepped up, came and sat with you, and you've never been able to trace it. And that's nearly 8 years ago.
Yeah, it'd be 8 years this October.
So if you are listening right now, there's a possibility, or if you know who that person might be, because I can't imagine that someone doing that wouldn't have told someone else, you're not going to believe the journey I had coming home. There was a lady found out that her brother had died suddenly. So let's put that appeal out again while Vari is here with me, looking at me right now. If you are that person, or you are related to that person, or indeed you are friends with them, neighbours of them, we would love you to be reunited with Vari so that she can give you a hug and say thank you for what you did that day.